So I'd like to go ahead and get to our next caller, David. Thank you. You're calling from Kenmore. You've been waiting for a long time. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you, Dr. Hinchcliffe, for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a couple of questions for you. The first one is regarding my stomach. Right now I'm sitting, but if I were to stand up and try to run in place, my stomach gets unsettled just from the motion that I cause from, you know, just running in place. It sets the torso area into motion, and that just unsettles my stomach. And I noticed that my stomach starts to squirm and kind of pull inwards, you know. If I put my hand on, around the navel area, I can feel that it just kind of involuntarily pulls inwards, you know, kind of in a squirming action. Or I think they call it also spasm. I don't know what spasm means exactly. And the other way that my stomach gets unsettled is whenever I eat something. It could be a small snack, or even sometimes if, just from drinking a cup of tea, it just gets unsettled. And it lasts after I eat, a snack or so, it lasts 15 to 30 minutes, restless stomach situation. So, like I said, it is caused either by eating or just from some movement, or for example, if I were to swing my arms just for relaxing, just swing my arms, and that sets, you know, whatever sets the torso area into a motion unsettles the stomach. So I went to see a doctor, and they wanted to check if there's also ulcer situation, and I did endoscopy. There's no ulcer or there's no bacteria thing, but they found that I have gastritis.
Uh-huh.
And that's all they found. but it's not clear that, quite clear why this my stomach just gets unsettled, you know, so easily. At any rate, so that's where we're at, you know. The only outcome of the endoscopy was that they found the gastritis. And I just want to know, what could be, causing this, my stomach to get, out of its calmness, so easily.
And when you say stomach, where do you mean in your abdominal area?
Around the navel area.
Okay.
If I put my arm, my hand over the navel, just the palm, the area that covers my palm is what I would call the stomach.
Okay. Well, I would think of a couple different things. One, I just think about the gastritis diagnosis that you received from the endoscopy,
mm-hmm.
and how that might be associated with the problems that you are noticing after you eat. And I think of different things that could be helpful for that. What we were just talking about with the low stomach acid is definitely a possibility, but with that irritation in the stomach that was found on the endoscopy, we have to be really careful with taking hydrochloric acid because it can cause further irritation to the stomach. So usually what I'll do first is I will have a person take different nutrients that help to heal the lining of the stomach, and then those also help the whole mucosal lining throughout the intestinal tract. And I'll do that for a few months before introducing betaine hydrochloric acid, or even maybe bitters or apple cider vinegar or lemon juice that are less acidic than the betaine hydrochloric acid, and we can see maybe first how a person responds by taking those. But as far as things that help to decrease the inflammation in the digestive tract, I think of licorice, specifically licorice root. Some people who have high blood pressure should not use licorice root because it can increase their blood pressure. Mm-hmm. But there is a type of licorice called DGL,
yeah,
where the portion of the licorice root that can lead to high blood pressure is taken out, and they come in little chewable tablets. And so I often have people use those. They're marketed for reflux or GERD, but it can also be used for inflammation in the digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will also use nutrients that, like I was mentioning, besides the licorice, that help to heal the digestive tract, such as glutamine. And there's also a couple other herbs. There's marshmallow root, and there is one that's called, well, aloe, which you're probably familiar with. And
the gel?
Yes, the gel. And then also slippery elm. And some of the companies that provide supplements will also make products that combine all of these together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company called Designs for Health, and I'm not affiliated with them in any way, with the exception that I use some of their products. They have a product that combines some of these things together. They have a product that's called GastroMend, and that one has the DGL in it that we were talking about. It also has zinc carnosine, which is really powerful.
It has zinc what?
Carnosine. It's a specific kind of zinc that helps to heal the lining of the stomach.
I see.
Yeah.
So what was the name of the company?
It's called Designs for Health.
Designs for Health?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Designs for Health. Okay. And this supplement, Designs for Health. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and they have this supplement. It's called GastroMend.
GastroMend. That's one of the products they have. I would say the one that I like even more that they have. So the GastroMend, I would say, is more specific for ulcerations and even for people who have Helicobacter pylori, which you didn't have diagnosed. They have another one. It's a powder that's called GI Revive. And that one is just full of really great ingredients that help to decrease inflammation in the digestive tract.
GI Revive.
Yeah,
okay.
GI Revive.
So I tried that one first, yeah. GI Revive.
And you know what, David, I know you had another question about your legs, but we have to go on to a break. So I'm going to have to put you on hold.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we can go to your question about your legs. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we're going to go ahead and go back to our caller that we were talking to before the break. David, thank you so much for holding. I know you wanted to also talk just a little bit about your leg issues.
Yes. About 10 years ago, I had some minor pain in my right knee. And I didn't know what caused it. I ignored it. I was busy with doing things. I think it was like I was running errands and going from place to place, and I had minor pain. I didn't do nothing about it. And the next day, like at night time, after I went to bed, I had a very, very severe pain on my right knee, and it just went on throughout the night. And by the time I was up in the morning, my knee was like twice its size, very swollen. But I didn't know what caused it. I should have gone to, you know, see a doctor right away. But since I didn't fall or anything, I thought it would go, you know, away by itself. The pain was gone, but the swelling was there. So after a week or so, it subsided. But during that time, my kneecap, what do you call it, kneecap? It felt so loose, you know, and I had a hard time. You know, walking. Anyways, after some time, you know, it got a little bit better. But since then, I still have that pain on my right knee. It never recovered. I thought, you know, I was able to recover just automatically, but it didn't. I had been seen for like a meniscus tear, took MRI. There is no meniscus tear or anything. But that knee pain, I mean, hasn't has persisted.
Okay.
I want to ask if it had, because of my ignoring it, if it has transformed into some kind of like osteoarthritis, something else. What do you think? Why it didn't, you know, go away?
That's a good question. It does sound to me like osteoarthritis, but it doesn't. It seems like that should have been something they would have been able to identify on the imaging. But one quick thought for you. We just have a couple other callers, excuse me, that I want to get to before the end of the show. But one thought that I have, and I know Dr. Wright's talked about this before, is using niacinamide. Niacinamide is a form of niacin, as you probably know, but it doesn't cause the flushing like regular niacin does. And it is really helpful for joint pain, especially osteoarthritis. And it can cause nausea, so you have to make sure you take it with food. And the dosing that he typically recommends for joint pain is 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day. But I believe it's also available in a 1,500 milligram tablet that you can do twice a day. So I think that would be worthwhile to try, as long as you don't get any nausea from using it. I don't think it'll upset your stomach at all from what we were talking about earlier. I do think, though, it has potential for helping you with the knee pain that you're having.
Sorry, is that a way to find out about osteoarthritis?
To find out if you have osteoarthritis?
Mm-hmm.
Usually an x-ray will help you to identify if that's there or not. So I would definitely ask the provider who did the imaging for you and have them be able to just clarify with you if there is any arthritis or degeneration there
okay.
at all.